What's up, everyone? Welcome, Emergency Podcast here. Had to come on, give my words, because we have a watch-along later on tonight. The New York Knicks take on the Indiana Pacers. I'm not going to be there until maybe after the second half, but I wanted to come on and give you a quick thought, my reaction, my live personal reaction as we say hello, as everyone's going to start to file in chat, file, come on in, Knick Nation. We're going to vent a little bit. We're going to say to Bumpy Knuckles, who's joining us on the Instagram app, salute to you, Bumpy Knuckles. Salute to Big Task at Hand, who's joining us. Steve Feltlight, let's go. Big news. If you haven't heard the news, yes, Knicks have made a move before the trading deadline after that loss yesterday in Orlando. Again, Orlando's becoming a bugaboo for the New York Knicks whenever they come here. Besides that, I live here and I didn't go. But last time the Knicks played the Magics, that was that quickly. And Randall incident there, maybe something was rehashed or brought up. Let's go right into the nuts and bolts. The New York Knicks made a trade. They trade RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley with Detroit's second round pick to the Toronto Raptors in return for the New York Knicks. OG Anunoby, Precious Achiuwa, Malachi Flynt, where people want to know why. Of course, why? And I just sat there, and people are confused on what the Knicks are doing. And I thank you, Bumpy Knuckles says. Bumpy Knuckles, we highlight everyone's comment, but the Instagram comment section is not on that platform that I'm using, but we acknowledge you. So I want to say thank you. Keep the comments. I'll read them. Normally, I like to highlight you and put you on the score on the board. It's not because I'm ignoring it, because we don't have the technology of the platform to bring us up. Salute to you, Chris. I'm looking at this, and I had a double take. I thought it was a ruse, a rib, you know, a joke to see that, because one, it is not even, it's December 30th to make a trade for the Knicks. Uncharacteristics for the NBA, the way they operate, for a trade to be made like that. And I remember I was talking to Chris the Flash, who's joining me in the chat, by the way. Salute to you. I said, you know what? And I was nonchalant about it, Chris, when I said MLB, we were talking about baseball, though. They're on vacation. They're not going to be around. They're not going to talk about trades, free agency. Everyone's out with their family, you know, out and about. I know that basketball is different because we see the general managers go with the team, and they're always going to pick up the phone, have that conversation. That caught me by surprise. Thank you. Appreciate that. Big Task. Keep talking to them. When I react and I saw that, short-term wise, I know this is not going to be the most popular opinion, but guys, it's my opinion. Chef Dan loves RJ Barrett. I love RJ Barrett. Whenever he scores, I get enthusiastic when I do the play-by-play and the watch-along. RJ Barrett, I'm going to miss that. I love Emmanuel Quickley. I think Quickley off the bench, what he represents outside of the basketball world, you know, in his private life, his beliefs, I'm lockstep, but this is a business. Emmanuel Quickley, the Knicks showed something. They don't really want to be all in the business of Emmanuel Quickley with the extension. When the conversations fell apart with Emmanuel Quickley's extension, thought something was a little bit up. Remember, again, I go back to the Orlando where he had that situation with Julius Randle, that dust up. Quickley's not that type of player, but he's a leader. Are they going to miss Emmanuel Quickley? Yes. That means now a lot of the Knicks' ire or heat is going to go towards now Quentin Grimes. We heard Quentin Grimes talk about, I need more minutes. The Knicks do have had a logjam in that position, but damn, off the bench scoring, we're going to miss Emmanuel Quickley's hot shooting. Now, everybody was upset with RJ. A little bit the Knicks Twitterverse and us as fans were jumping on that kid a lot. RJ, you know, where it's getting toxic. Is that the front office moving RJ Barrett away because you're going to lose him with the social media firing? Or because these guys, we know that these NBA players look at the social media accounts. You got Kevin Durant, who's super ultra sensitive, and how that affect him. Maybe they're doing, RJ, you know what? We're going to send you back home to Canada. We're going to short-term wise, build the team. Maybe they take a step offensively for the Knicks, but OG Anunoby, and I'm gonna put the graphic up. I like this move short term. I know you're gonna say I'm in the minority again, because if you look at the numbers, but again, I don't like to do that NBA math numbers, because sometimes the numbers could be deceiving. It could be in the games out of the proportion wise, and you get empty calorie stats. But a night in, night out consistency, we know that RJ Barrett was inconsistent. He's a shooting guard who doesn't shoot that greatly. They moved him to the three, a wing position where he excelled driving to the basket. He was maturing, getting better. He's only 23 years old. I hate to see that him leave, but we're losing point-wise totals here. You look at the number of points per game, Barrett 18.2, which we thought by the end of the year, he probably was going to average over 21 points a game, in my opinion. That's the hot commodity that went to Toronto, in my opinion, because I think Emmanuel Quickley probably gets moved by Toronto again. I think Emmanuel Quickley gets moved and shipped. Now, if the Knicks really was enamored with Emmanuel Quickley, you could re-sign him at the end of the year. You don't have your Bird rights where, of course, he's a restricted free agent. You're not going to have his rights, but you're going to have to pay above and beyond if you want to bring Quickley back if he's really missed. That second-round pick is not a first-round pick. I see all over Twitter says Knicks got fleeced. I don't think the Knicks got fleeced, guys. I mean, let me get some comments. Let me read some more of the comments. I think OG Anunoby plays defense. He is a two-way player. OG Anunoby is a two-way player who fits the core and coach. Remember, also think about it. Short-term-wise, Tom Thibodeau is in year three of a four-year deal. Hasn't been extended. They're going to make a decision if they continue him as a head coach this season, extend him, or part ways and pay him that 1 year, just because they're not going to bring him back in a lame dump coach situation when it comes to Tom Thibodeau. Also, there is a little heat on Leon Rose, stockpiling picks, not making moves, falling short, not getting this guy, not getting that guy. Then, you know, we see all the memes of him sleeping on the wheel. He's not doing anything. The guy did something, and now everybody is up in arms with what he made. Vernon, I'm not disappointed. Wanted on an Obi. Obi. Yeah, you got it. Hey, I love that one. You know, hitting the hearts of the Jedi to his season goal. Our IQ will be missed somewhat more than RJ. I know one guy that's going to be happy. Our resident GM, Knicks 100 AGM, is probably throwing a party right now that Quickley's gone. So he cannot attack Quickley. He always puts out the shortcomings of Emmanuel Quickley, so he'll probably be happy on the chat. And somewhat of RJ, I never felt RJ was a number third pick. He never, and they didn't get rid of the first rounders. Vernon, you're right. They didn't. This is not Andrea. We were talking about it before the timeline when we mentioned Carmelo Anthony and Randall. We had that good conversation when we had Joe Curry on, in the chat, talking about would you take Randall or Carmelo Anthony. We had that nice debate, you know, and I kept saying as long as the front office doesn't make a stupid move with the Toronto Raptors for Andrea Bargnani, I hope this doesn't bite them in the butt. And again, who are they trading with? Toronto again. And I know us as Knicks fans think we're going to get fleeced. No trade will be ever satisfied for Knicksverse because you think we're going to get fleeced. We gave up too much. But I think a move that we had to make, guys. We had to make this move. I hate to see RJ go because he's the one that broke the Charlie Ward curse, re-signed, won on our own, drafted where he drafted. But he never lived up to that expectation of carrying a franchise. The way of John Morant, despite of all his legal issues or his in the head situation with the guns and all that, he still is a franchise cornerstone that they're building off. You could debate that about Zion Williamson if he doesn't eat himself out of the league. But when he is in shape and when he's playing, he could take over a game, a franchise type of cornerstone where we're wondering if RJ is or isn't. So if you have that question year 3 to 4 with RJ Barrett, yes, he's 23 years old. But normally if you could play ball, you play ball. If you're a franchise player, you know that. Oddly enough, he was not going to make an all-star team. OG Anunoby is a borderline all-star who two-way player, what Tom Thibodeau wants, will play on the defensive end and will go right into that small forward position. It's a tough one, but I like what the other pieces that came back in that trade. Oddly enough, when Knicks traded Dave DeBuscher, it was December, and we know what it turned out to improve their defense and their winning championship. Steve, maybe that, you know, history tends to repeat itself. Hopefully. But also, I give you the other side, the Andrea Bagnani. History tends to repeat itself. It didn't happen around the same time. I got it, but those type of trades, hopefully, helps galvanize the team. The Knicks got Precious Achiuwa back. You could slide Precious as a backup power forward. If when Jericho Sims returned, you have Jericho Taj and Hartenstein. Precious could come off the bench as your backup power forward. Also could slide at some center position, depending on the favorable matchups, where you could play a little more quicker, more elusive. The one thing that we're not breaking up is the Villanova connection Wildcats out there with Brunson, DiVincenzo, and Hart. That's something, because Hart could rebound. Now, if you put Achiuwa in there, who's more agile, more versatile, you probably play the center position. They're moving quicker. Achiuwa, when he plays, at least with the Knicks, he is very lively on the rebounding, on the defensive end. Maybe this is something, again, short term, it will work for the Knicks. I don't know, long term. OG is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. They have their rights. They could extend them. So a player that they wanted to get, who thought about and inquired before, I think this is going to lead to other moves, ladies and gentlemen. Knicks acquired needs. Yes, they acquired position and need. You saw last night how the Magics, with their forwards and their center, pretty much push the Knicks around with the rebounding. You need those guys like a Achiuwa to go in there and just be a catalyst, keeping balls alive, along with Hartenstein. We know Hartenstein's going to give you, but him alone can't. And God bless Todd Gibson. You could play Gibson in a 10-minute role, and it will give you won't hurt the team. Gibson doesn't hurt the team on the floor, but in short spurts. You got to have Precious Achiuwa until Jericho Sims returns. And that's just right now in the short term. Maybe a lot of people don't like it, but here's another name that we didn't mention. Malachi Flynn. I guess we know Malachi's fall out of the favor, out of rotation there. You bring him here. He's a point guard. Just in case. This is a just in case something, God forbid, happens to Brunson. They also saw something. The Knicks front office, you saw Tom Thibodeau yesterday storm the hell out of the press conference, upset at how physical and how they were playing his point guard. I'm not saying, thank God he isn't injured. But those bruises and bumps and bruises, aches and pains are going to catch up eventually to your point guard later down the road. You want to have a backup point guard. I know and especially losing quickly. Let's face it, quickly wasn't that type of point guard that we wanted. Where Malachi Flynn, who has been there as a backup point guard, we've seen what he could do, part of a championship team as well. He knows his role. He's not going to be asked to score. He's asked to facilitate, get guys going in a pick and roll, move around, and when the three is open, nail it. And I think that fits the Knicks' kind of offense as a backup. I'm not saying he's going to play major minutes, because I know, we know Malachi's not going to close out the games with the Knicks. We know who Thibodeau's close lineup is. And RJ, again, wasn't part of the closeout of the Knicks. Final 5 minutes or 3 minutes when the Knicks want to close out a game, sometimes Barrett wasn't on the floor, depending on the night he was having. So, you know, OG is going to be on that closing part because he plays a hell of a defensive play. He shoots 37.7% career-wise from three-point land. That's right there, average with NBA. That's career stats. He's having a down year for Toronto, especially on a walk year, but he wanted to be the main focal point of the offense there in Toronto. Toronto's in a transition state. I always tell people, and you know that, guys, nothing motivates an NBA player more when they're about to get that transition or that generational changing wealth. They always play a little bit above and beyond their career stats. They get going. You bring OG in New York, where right now if the Knicks continue to hold, they will make the playoffs. Hopefully they don't go in a tailspin, getting acclimated, and they fall behind where they got to be climbing up all season, where they're going to play in tournament, because that's the only thing they could really reach. Hopefully not. Hopefully, you know, right now they're sitting 6th, 7th in the Eastern Conference with a game against Indiana as we speak. Later on, they're going to tip off in a couple hours. Hopefully they could get they right the ship, get a couple wins here, get back on track, stay in that 5-4, make their move once everyone gets healthy or the teams get acclimated with one another, and then start climbing in the middle of February into March, where they're going to start getting into the seating where they're going to sit. My point is, we saw back-to-back games. Yes, I'm going to highlight that from Vernon. Back-to-back games with the bench depth. Knicks, an ability to match with other teams. Just right. Let's face it. We love our players. We're enamored. I love Emmanuel Quickley. I don't want to see him go. We all want to add these other players without losing one or some of our good players. You know, would it be in an interesting world with OG and OG quickly on the floor together in the same team, even Barrett? But we have to give up something to get something, especially I don't think NIQ was a good shooter, low calories assist. If he could get people involved and get them score with more high assist totals, you win, Vernon. So right now, the Knicks, personally, as we speak, until we have to see how it looks on the floor, ladies and gentlemen. Have they taken a step back? They did offensively. Defensively, they might have improved a bit. They might have improved a bit with OG. Also, reputation-wise, the way on the league, a good defender. Officials know he's a defensive specialist, a two-way player, especially Ochoa with the high energy. That type of center is needed, especially if this team wants to run and move quickly and cut to the basket, backdoor cuts, motion. Ochoa is a high energy, high volume movement. And I think that's going to help the Knicks short term wise. And let's see what happens after that long term. Right now, guys are trying to save their butts. Guys are, you know, Thibodeau, front office, because we don't know how much patience is Dolan has. Again, with Leon, they're building something nice. They're becoming a consistent NBA franchise. Consistently good, not great, but we know they're going to give us a hopeful or fun season. Some of us Knicks fans want them to take that next leap and step forward. Maybe they have to take one step back to see if they take giant leaps forward. Hopefully, maybe the PTSD as Knicks fans, from taking a step back, we're always thinking the worst, expecting them to go back another 5 to 10 years. Look, that Bargnani trade set this franchise back so deeply, you know, with that Melo team, that Melo timeline, one of the top 10 greatest NBA scorers in NBA history, that dumb trade set them back. We're afraid of that. I get it, Knicks fans, to be a little skeptical or worried about this. We got to see. I believe there's going to be other moves to be played in the trading deadline. This is something setting up a foundation. I don't know what it is. I wish I could tell you. The Devontae Murray's now, Devontae Murray makes sense in this team. If there's a lot of traction, a lot of NBA insiders saying the Knicks are interested in the Devontae Murray, makes sense now. There's some other moving parts. You still have a Quentin Grimes. You still, you know, you and it's still draft picks. There's still moves. And then maybe you're going to say, no, don't move. Don't trade. Don't move. Let's see what the team eventually is going to look like. You know, now Murray fits this with OG Anunoby and Brunson. Now you got help. You got solid NBA players. If the Murray trades are true and that's coming next. Because now think of it. And then off the bench, now DiVincenzo returns to the bench. You know, Hart is in the bench. Now you have that combination. Now you don't trade Malachi Flynn. Remember, you still got Evan Fournier on this bench. Does Evan Fournier play? Maybe now in the short term, guys, you're going to bring in now an Evan Fournier. If you have an OG Anunoby with an Evan Fournier at times on the floor, we know that he's such a good defender. Maybe it could help out overcompensate because you're going to bring that offensive scoring from Fournier. Yo, you go to Fournier. Look, you want to get off this team. We're going to give you a little short spurt to put your worth and your value up. You show teams you can score and you're an offensive power, we'll move you. And maybe that motivates Fournier to want to move out of New York, leave and be put himself in a trade. It's right back in his hands. It could work, guys. It could work, but I know it could fail. I'm not trying to be delusional to say it's going to work. It's going to be phenomenal. This could fail. It could blow up immediately in the Knicks' face, yes. But I also want to look at it in the positive aspect of short-term wise. I'm going to miss Barrett big time. I'm not going to be honest with you. I'm going to miss RJ Barrett, especially, and it's Emmanuel Quickley. But we know what our ceiling or maybe we've known what we plateaued with this with these players on our team. I hope they prove us wrong. Be honest with you, I hate that. They're not doing it, but if they prove us wrong, if you know Barry's going back home, he's going to be a conquering hero. He's going to be the face of the Toronto Raptors. He's coming home for them. You saw what he did for the team national, for Canada, and he's got a home now. You know, great for him because he's going to make more, even more money outside, marketing ability in Canada. He's going to be a national hero for them. You know what? Great for RJ because if he was sticking around with the Knicks, us Knicks fans and Twitterverse were being very toxic for his well-being and mental health. Let's be honest, guys. Let's call it spade a spade. We seen Twitter. We know all the Twitter X. We seen all the hate and all the irony that the boy, the young man, was getting from the fan base. It's better for him. He's going to be there. He's going to be beloved. I hate to say that, but you know what? We're getting a two-way player. Let's go. Yeah, here we go. Big task. I feel so horrible about this, but it's the right move for both sides. It is. I hate to say it. You know, we got to give something to get something. And damn, I trust me, big task. I feel your sentiment. I wanted to see RJ Barrett hoist that Larry O'Brien trophy because he's our draft pick. Our number three, yes, even if he was the third, fourth fiddle on the team, but when the team got to that position of becoming a NBA champ or get to that mountaintop, I wanted him on that. I wanted him to be on that court. But if this is a something what to come, things happen for, I'm one of those type of person, things happen for a good reason. Even if at the moment it's the worst thing that can happen in your life, things happen for a good reason. Let's see what it did. Let's see. Yeah, a change was needed. Yeah. Because I rather listen. Let me ask this question to you guys: would you rather have this kind of trade coming out, or would you rather have a coaching change in the middle of the season? I personally think coaching change that could drive a franchise right down because they might bring someone who's not even capable, overwhelmed. Yes, you might get the spark in the beginning, but it might totally derail a season. And the same thing can happen with this trade, by the way. But I'd rather have that trade than the coaching change because the coaching philosophy and the increments are going to be there. We know what we're going to get from the coach. RJ worked out for the Knicks in 2019. I mean, that's just a tough one, man. I'm a little sad to see him go. Again, not to sound redundant. It's sad to see him go. Where do we go here for the Knicks? I think moves are going to be happening. I think we're going to make a move. I think we're going to make more moves here to change around here. Maybe Malachi Flynn might not be here long. Right now we saw, but the repercussions as I'm going to post it, I'm going to put the scrolling on the bottom. There was some repercussions with that move. The Knicks made a move as well, of course, to boost roster. I don't know if the guys are going to be in town ready for the Knicks. They might have to play that game shorthanded. Of course, yeah, that's the trade there. Malachi Flynn coming also with Precious Achiuwa, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, 1 second round pick. That's the wrap. That's the Pistons second round pick will be like a 34, 35. We were talking about that earlier too. But the Knicks waived swingman Jaquan Jeffries to create a roster spot for that trade. So no longer Jeffries part of the team. And of course, it wasn't going to get any significant playing time either for the Knicks. So of course, you're going to see the trade information being scrolled underneath. Man, this is a crazy one. Here we go. Tibbs makes me angry a lot of times, but I don't want Tibbs to leave at all. Yeah, because he's brought stability, big task. And let's face it. Let me ask this question. Let's say they don't make a move. They draft that 34th or 33rd pick from the Pistons. He's not going to get playing time in 2024-25 season. He's not going to get playing time. We might get someone good. Yes. We might get someone who's just fell out of the first round pick, who has a chip on the shoulder, who could turn out to be another Jokic. You never know. I know, never, but that's a big what if. You're moving players here that you need to fit the bill of the Knicks currently right now. We needed size. We needed point guard. We needed a backup point guard in just in case. Even I know we have Richard Diakono, but would you have to have someone who's been in the NBA Finals, who played like a Malachi Flynn, who's still young, by the way, and on this roster, Yes, I know Diacono knows the system, knows everything, but he doesn't have the pedigree as a Malachi Flynn, regardless of the fact that he's in the deep bench. Also, Ochoa, who could play, you could slide him at the center position also in limited time, and your backup power forward when Sims returns. It's a really good one. If he does leave, I hope, yeah, Kenny Atkins. Yeah, but we have right now, unless if this goes haywire, Vernon, and if it does go bad with this trade, we're talking about a new general manager, a new team president. We're even talking about a new coach. This is the type of trade, and I think that's why there's going to be more moves from this front office, because if they do this, let me ask this here. Not seeing it, how they play, how they mesh, how they gel, how far this team right now on paper you think is going? No Quickly, no Barrett, but you're getting OG Anunoby and you're getting Precious and Malachi with this current roster. And you see what the current roster is playing, and if they plug in the deficiency, how far you think this team is getting right now? Me personally, they're going in the same place. I mean, this is another way of getting to the same point that you want GPS-wise. They're getting better and things and so forth. That's why I think another trade is coming. Because I think they'll get to the second round. I think this is a second round team with this trade. Does it take you to the level that we want the Knicks conference finals? Unless if OG Anunoby totally takes over a series in the postseason, which that could happen too. He could just, because he's also looking for that career money, and he just becomes a nonstop playoff player where it might not be enough to get them to the conference final, but they could be on the brink of getting to the conference final, not losing in five. Second round exit. Yeah, that's exactly what. And I think this team, if they would have not made the trade, could have been a second round appearance, second round exit. And it all depend on the matchups in the first round. You know, if they were a 6-1, you know, if they were in the sixth seed, or they in the play-in 8-1 or 6-3, they had to be somewhere in the 4-5 if they wanted to go to that second round. That was my point, guys. This team got an improved. They had sample size too, ladies and gentlemen. They saw a sample size. They haven't beaten the Bucks except for Christmas. That was a big one. Okay, they beat the Bucks in a Christmas and inspired performance, but you saw the deficiencies in every three of the games that the Knicks played the Bucks. We also saw that with the Celtics. That, you know, they lost two already with the Celtics. We see things here that they're sample size against top echelons teams that they say, you know, we got to change something because we could beat the teams below us. We have enough, but we don't have enough to compete with those top heavy Eastern Conference foes. They had to make a move. They had to take a gamble. That's why I kind of understand why they made the move, guys. I mean, what's your thoughts here? I'm going to stay for another 10, 15 more minutes because I have another stream coming on later. I have to prepare, and then we got the Nick game later tonight. Chef Dan will start that stream first. I'll come in later because I have a live a football show that we do every Saturday that I couldn't get out of. And then I'll be on afterwards on halftime with Chef Dan. He'll start that Nick's watch along as well. But we got a couple more minutes. We'll do this to wrap up this emergency podcast, giving my reactions, my thoughts. To rehash again, I think the Knicks will be making more moves. I believe, you know, the shooting guard might be the something there with the Murrays. You keep an eye on all the other names out there. Everyone's looking into the Phoenix Suns. That's another team that, you know, also, you know, Golden State. Keep an eye on those. The only negative about seeing Barrett goes, that was a nice chip that you could have sent out west to a Golden State, if that was available, if the player that I thought was going to be available, but you never know, maybe not, maybe so. There's a lot of different things here. And also, yes, Big Taz, beautiful point there. The Knicks have to take advantage of the iron on Brunson while it's hot. Brunson right now is playing like he's trying to ascend into a megastar. We know his contract is a very, very team-friendly contract. And you got to understand why the Knicks, it's a business, why the Knicks didn't extend Quickly to go over Brunson's numbers. We know Brunson's going to get that extension when time comes. And he's going to make a lot of money that's going to eat into the cap. strike while the iron is hot, get some players in here, and then you worry about making those decisions later down while you could have some ability to move things around in the cap. I agree with you on that. And they got rid of RJ fresh contract. Yeah, they did, because RJ has a kicker and he has a contract that is kicking in now. It was his first year of his big deal. So RJ still has had three years left on a large number that now is Toronto's. And we know OG is going to be a free agent where the Knicks could extend him here in the offseason if he balls out in New York. Because we also want to know, can he play in New York City? Can he handle the media? Can he handle the Twitterverse? Can he handle all that other noise that comes with the pressures and the acclamations playing in New York? Again, it could be a double-edged sword. It could be a benefit for the Knicks or it could be a negative. But if that guy balls out where he just ingraces himself to the city and the fan base and does things on that court that Barrett couldn't, we're all going to be going back and say, boy, we were all wrong. Well, we could say we were all right. Here goes the Knicks doing Knicks thing. So that's the interesting part on this here. This is where it's fun. The unknown situation, the unknown variable of what this player is going to bring to our organization, what direction these three players are going to take the Knicks is interesting. Hey, we could bring Quickly back. If Quickly really loved the Big Apple and the Knicks make a contract out there and a team doesn't, you know, I don't see Toronto bringing Emmanuel Quickly back. And I think Toronto's going to flip him along with Pacquiao Siakam. That now try to get something else in Toronto along with RJ Barrett. You know, maybe we'll see Pacquiao Siakam and Quickly go to New Orleans. And now you're going to have Zion and RJ Barrett in Toronto. Zion is tired of being in New Orleans. You're making a trade package around that. And we could see that where, you know, Quickly maybe doesn't want to live in New Orleans. And maybe he's, you know, anything. And we could find his way back next year in New York if that's something that could be out there. I'm just putting it out there of the what if situation. What if this happened? What if that? You never know. And I love pie. You know, let me get franchise Brunson. Yeah, Brunson is the franchise of the team, Vernon. No matter what we say, he is Mr. Franchise. He's not going. Yeah, definitely. RJ, too much of a headache. I mean, maybe Randle relaxes more, knowing that everybody was trying to push that narrative of Brunson over Randle. Maybe Randle plays a total mindset. This is the front office saying, Randle, we believe in you again. There is no RJ because we drafted, you know, we got Brunson. We know that's his team. And I think Randle accepted it and recognizes that in order to get to another level, it's going to be Brunson's team. And now Randle could relax that they're not taking him and he's not the one being pushed out for now. Maybe Randle relaxes and starts playing much more better. There's not going to be no excuses now. The team pick, you know, so you never know. Yeah, we could get Quickly back. Absolutely. He's a free agent. He's a free restricted, by the way. That means teams can match the offer. Let's say the Knicks get 4 years, $120 million. Whatever team has his rights could match it. And then he has to go back to that team that matches it. But if you see him, I don't think he's going to be long-term in Toronto. And whatever team he gets go to, unless if he goes to a Phoenix, one of those teams in the West that could use Quickly off the bench. You know, you just think about if he goes to the Clippers. My goodness, him off the bench with that firepower. That's a dangerous. You know teams are going to inquire about him, man, Quickly to see how much Toronto really wants to keep the kid around and find out through his agents if the kid wants to live in Toronto long-term-wise. See if he sees himself living there for 4 years, if he signs a contract with Toronto. That's going to be all interesting. That's all going to come out here until the end of the year, all the back channels. So it'll be interesting for the Knicks. As us Knicks fans, I don't think we've seen the end of Quickly. You know, maybe, you know, I was going to say Kuzman or a move down to Washington for Quickly, but they got Barrett now. They have Scotty Barnes. They got some building pieces there. They got, you know, they've got something built for Toronto-wise. Siakam, they've got a minor little big three with guys that are a little underachieving with Siakam's team there in Toronto. That's an interesting dynamic there for them. Or with Barrett now slides in there, the Barrett slides does the three, or do you go for Scotty Barnes? That's going to be interesting for Toronto, but that's their issue right now. But I want to leave it here because, of course, we're going to be going on tonight. We'll continue the conversation tonight at the Watch Along. Don't forget to join us on the Watch Along. It is, oh my God, the Toppin Menace. Of course, I named it the Toppin Menace as the Phantom Menace from Star Wars Episode 1, our first meeting against Obi Toppin. I'm going to be there after. I'm going to try to wrap up my commitment and get there because I want to enjoy the whole game with Obi Toppin, seeing him against the Knicks tonight. Another game that we're going to be shorthanded. But I think the Knicks have to give a spirited effort. I believe, you know, with Brunson and Randall, I believe they're going to try to put a two-man game. It's going to be interesting there. It's going to be fun. And I can't wait to watch that. So join us later on this evening. We're going to do the watch along. Please share it. Please share the video on your socials so we get more Knick fans to watch along with us and have fun and continue to have that good banter. You guys have been doing a phenomenal job. Yo, I appreciate seeing you guys jump on me on this emergency. It really makes me feel really satisfied and appreciative. Everyone getting on with us. Really enjoy, man. You guys are awesome. Rock. Chef Dan is working. You know he's going to have the first few minutes of his thoughts on the trade because I'm not going to be there. So the floor is going to be his. You're going to hear his perspective, his point. I kind of wanted to do it with him, but I know he's working, and I don't want to come in while the middle of a game and then take it away from the game, giving my thoughts. So that's why I did the emergency pod. But, yo, we'll see you later on tonight. We'll definitely be on. I cannot wait to see you guys. May the sports be with you. We'll see you. Let's go Knicks, first and foremost. Don't forget that like button. We'll see you next time. Peace out, guys.